And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, California for the big annual Fred Hall Fishing Tackle Boat Show Extravaganza. Been a fantastic show so far, and what a fantastic show we have for you today. Live from the Hyatt in Long Beach, we have from Katmai Lodge in Alaska, Bob Cantor. We have from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, Seth Bone. Director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Chuck Bonham. Bart Hall is here, and we're going to have a lot of special guests, too. It's going to be a fantastic show. Come on down and join us. We have some amazing prizes to give away this morning. So come on down, join us here at live in the hotel lobby of the Hyatt Regency. As you enter the lobby, just come down the escalator. You'll see us down here. Come on, join us here for the big Fred Hall show and right here on the Mighty 1090. Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then freeze spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in freeze spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flat Fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at the beautiful Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. Fred Hall Show in absolute full swing. And, man, do we have a great show today.
Yeah, what an amazing show. What an amazing lineup. And thanks for coming down. Everybody came down early, and the crowd is building. So come on down here. We have some fantastic prizes, including Shimano Torium HG for step up to the mic prize today. How about that?
That's sweet.
Giving away a lot of great prizes for just for coming down here. Just grab a ticket when you come here from Roger, red ticket. We're going to be giving away AFCO clothing, including that new sumo jacket. Have you seen that?
That's beautiful.
Great,
yeah, really nice.
Great jacket. Flatfall jigs, Rapala lures, Colt Sniper jerk baits, AFCO. All kinds of stuff to give away today. So come on down to the Hyatt Regency. Easy to find right next to the Long Beach Convention Center, right across from the aquarium. End of the 710 freeway. As you enter the lobby, just come down the escalator and you will see us down here in the Sea View Rotunda. Really fantastic opportunity. We want to thank the people here at the Hyatt and, of course, the halls. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, guys. How's it going? Are you awake?
Yes, sir. And what about you?
No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Walking around in the daze. It's been quite a show here so far at the Long Beach Convention Center. And we have the big weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be rainy today. But all that does is means you can't play golf. You don't want to go fishing. Your hike's been canceled. You're not barbecuing in the backyard. So come on down.
That's right.
And there's plenty of indoor activity.
Plenty.
For everybody to see. Most, I'd say 98% of the show is indoors.
Well, all of the stuff that we love, all the fishing stuff and all the boats and all the seminars are all indoors now. Mm-hmm. But outdoors, you know, we have the kids fish free trout pond. Which
right.
It's okay if you get a little wet while you're fishing for trout.
Okay.
We got the deep blue dive pool. You're going to get wet anyway.
No, you're not. You're going to be in a dry suit.
Oh, that's right. You're in a dry suit.
Yeah.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's going to be, you know, raining on and off today. And if you prepare for it, you should be able to see the entire show and full seminar schedule today. You know, we had 400 seminars in 5 days, and today's the big one. You got the guys from Wicked Tuna giving their seminars today.
You know, and they'll be joining us tomorrow here at the Hyatt, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Remember to set your clocks ahead tonight. Ricky's favorite day.
His favorite day of the
year.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And so they'll be here for our broadcast tomorrow, but they're doing a seminar today, a couple of seminars today, I believe.
I think just one today, but you know, what do I know?
Yeah. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll be having the Department of Fish and Wildlife panel with our guest who's sitting right next to you, Director Chuck Bonham. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Pete. How are you? Thanks for the invite, Dan.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming to our annual broadcast. And again, I want to compliment you on your openness to and willingness to put yourself out here on the line to talk about issues with the department.
Oh, you bet. Both your listeners and the folks in the room, and we need more of them down here, so come on and see us this morning down at the show.
Yes.
It's family and friends, right? We're all connected to the outdoors and fishing in California, so we start from there together.
Yeah, indeed. So what are some of the things that you're working on these days?
Getting more money for the department.
That's always an issue, right?
Yeah, look, so since like the 1950s, the legislature and Californians have identified that the single biggest problem for our department is sustainable funding. Year in and year out, we're kind of scrappling for, I wouldn't say leftovers, but we're not able to find reliable, long-term, secure funding sources. But this year, Governor Brown and his leadership has proposed in his budget a new $50 million for our department that would be permanent and ongoing. It allows us to avoid some cuts to critical programs. It allows us to invest in recruitment, retention, and reactivation for hunters and anglers. It allows us to plow a lot of positions and money into our marine work. And it allows us to start doing some of the work we've had on our books for a while, but we haven't had the capacity to approach.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got about 4 months of budget hearings ahead of me. But I got my fingers crossed. I got my lucky rabbit's foot and everything else. So we need y'all's help on that. It's a big deal to get that kind of money proposed in our budget permanently.
And how can the public help with that?
It can talk to its elected officials.
Okay.
And we'll be around today. And let me think about that a little bit more as the course of the show goes on, and I'll perhaps suggest some other ideas.
Ways to do that.
Yep.
So you mentioned some of the critical programs. What are those?
Yeah, so what we do with this funding when we get it is we put a lot of positions into our marine work. As examples, we don't have a patrol boat north of Berkeley. So we've got some folks in the audience who run our coho out of, I think, the Long Beach area. If you want to raise your hand in the back of the room.
Yeah, we've seen them on the water.
You bet. I think the Thresher's out today, probably around the Santa Barbara Islands. But north of Berkeley, we don't have a large patrol boat. We'd buy a boat. we put more wardens into our marine patrol units, we would deal with technology. Each year we get about 75,000 written logbooks and landing receipts. And it's California, for crying out loud. It's entirely paper. We got to take that and manually key it in. We're going to switch all that to technology. Flip it over to e-tickets, electronic landing books, all this kind of stuff, which will automate our programs, get us connected to better information. That, in turn, makes better resource management decisions.
Okay.
And we're going to go out and rally the community, and we're going to figure out how do we reactivate those anglers who used to fish but are no longer. We're going to reactivate as many of those folks as we can. Then we're going to run a program to recruit more anglers. And then we're going to have a program that retains the people we bring back into the fold. That's nationally called the three R's: recruitment, retention, reactivation. We've never had a program like that in the state of California. California Department of Fish and Wildlife is on the brink of announcing that endeavor and creating our first ever program and plan to do those things.
Wow, that's great. So what takes the majority of the budget when it comes to enforcement, commercial enforcement or recreational enforcement?
I think it's hard to parse. For us, it's work across all those spheres, both in the land and the water. We've got main components that are coming into our budget. It's about a $600 million a year budget. We're about 2,000 employees across the state. Hunters and anglers pay in multiple ways. When you buy your license, your tag, you're paying in. That comes to us. When you buy your gear, which you should be doing at this show, right, Bart?
Yeah.
You're charged an excise tax at the federal level, and then it's redistributed back to states based on population and landmass size, so we get a lot of that revenue back. We have a lot of special programs that have bond revenues associated with them. And what we're talking about now with this $50 million is really finding more reliable fund sources. So we're talking about some of the motor vehicle funds out there. The single biggest killer of wildlife in the state of California is ecto vehicle collisions.
Wow.
And then we have a slice of money that comes from what we call the general fund. And in good times, there's a little bit more general fund, and in bad times, there's a lot less. And that's a really difficult revenue stream to do your business planning on because it's so cyclical.
Indeed. Wow. So, well, speaking, you were talking about gear. This has been the gear show, hasn't it, Bart?
Rick can probably tell you about that, but we've been hearing. Go ahead, Rick.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's been, without any question, for sure, the best, most successful show. There's probably the best deals, not just at our booth at Fisherman's Landing, but, you know, walking around and seeing everything. I mean, there's certainly the best sales I think I've ever seen, and the, you know, the winners of that are all of us as consumers. I mean, we have certainly had our best show ever. I mean, if today is even a fraction of what a normal Saturday is, we will certainly surpass the best, you know, as far as sales. And I don't even think it's that big of a surprise. Things are healthy and fishing's really good and people are really into it. And on top of that, it really is. It's not, you know, any blowing smoke because it's the radio show. It's the best sales we've ever got to have at the tackle shop booth. And everybody has gotten to jump in on it and get in all the greatness. It's been fantastic. It's been a big-time buying show.
Very busy.
And I hear that from all the retailers across the board, so you're not alone in that. Everyone's having a great show. But you guys prepared for it. You know, you did your homework, and you made the good buys ahead of time. And you know, people are having fun here, too.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. When you're having fun, you know, you want to buy that new reel and that new rod and get that line deal. Get $500 off a Zula line. Are you kidding me?
That was my favorite. Bart and I had joked. Like, I know that in, you know, 20 years of working at the tackle store, I've never got to draw a sign on something that said, this is $500 off. And it's been pretty cool.
Yeah. The other thing that's selling, I was over talking to James over at Inland Boat Center, and they're selling boats.
That's great.
Yeah. They're selling all kinds of boats, not just fishing boats. So boats are selling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Bo from Defiance is over there in the booth talking about his Defiance boats, and I know the Parker guys are selling boats. It's just been a really great show.
Yeah.
Electronics are selling. I know the Simrad guys and Johnson Hicks Marine, they're selling electronics. Everything is moving here.
Yeah, that electronics section, I mean, I go to a lot of shows, and there's no electronics section like that anywhere I go. I mean, everything you want to have on your boat is in Joe Donatini's booth.
Yeah, no kidding. So you need to check that out.
Yeah.
Hey, the other thing that's here is some amazing travel destinations for fishing, and of course one of them is always Kingfisher Charters. Seth, good morning.
What's up, Seth?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Right next to us. Great to see you. Our annual visit from the far north, and you guys have been busy in the booth because you're right next to us. We can see.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been talking to a lot of clients who have been with us or coming up this summer, and you know, then people that are interested that you know maybe have heard about us and heard about Sitka on your show, you know, and they're interested and they're talking about maybe this summer, maybe next summer, but sure. It's been really good, really busy.
Yeah, and you guys have been basically our trip in June has been sold out, but you just told me there was a couple of spots that opened up, huh?
Yeah, it was sitting at sold out status through most of the winter, but there's a couple spots now. I believe there was a cancellation fairly recently, so that's kind of a rare thing.
Nice.
At the Fred Hall show to be able to get on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, but it's there right now.
So that's if you've great. Been thinking about the ultimate saltwater destination in Alaska, Kingfisher Charters, best valued period, best fishing operation, the way Seth does it. Is this our 22nd annual Kingfisher Charters trip?
22, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And it's that way for a reason. I mean, you guys just do such an amazing job, and the staff and the people and the fishing, and there is no more all-inclusive, everything taken care of trip that we do, I don't think, throughout the year like Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah.
Great.
No, it's fantastic. So if you want to grab one of those spots, go see Seth and Robert over at the Kingfisher Charters booth.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to talk to you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, speaking of Alaska, another phenomenal destination where we travel, Katmai Lodge, in the far north of Alaska. Bob Cantor, the general manager and, by the way, the pilot of the float plane for Katmai. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, great to have you.
Thanks for having us, too.
How is it that you are the general manager and the pilot for Katmai? That's pretty amazing.
Well, it comes with the owner and knowing him for years and years. And it's if you know the history of Katmai Lodge, it's been owned by three people. And they've all been friends of each other, and they just keep handing the torch down as it goes. And
yeah.
It's been a great place. I was in the airline business, and I retired out, and it was a great opportunity to become the manager up there.
And what's it like, instead of flying a commercial jet, flying an otter float plane around Alaska and landing in these pristine, beautiful waters?
Oh, it's phenomenal. You know, and most everybody here has been in an airliner, and you're up at 30,000 feet, and all you're looking down is crop circles and squares. And, you know, I normally never get above 500 feet. So you get the
wow.
glaciers, the water, the wildlife, and you do have the weather up there that you have to deal with. But that's part of the job.
Yeah, cool. And that's good. And what's the difference? How would you explain the difference between where Seth is in southeast Alaska and Sitka versus where you are, which is the far north tundra area of
Alaska? Well, the difference is just the, you know, the area. You know, Seth is over there on the coastline where she's out in the ocean and the bay areas, and we're inland. We're on a stream. So we're basically like a, we're just a remote stream fishing freshwater Alaska adventure.
It was a stream. It's more like a big river.
Yeah, it's a river. You can say that. You're right. It is a big river, and we're looking forward to Rick coming up. I just found out he is on this trip coming up there this year.
Yeah, in July.
We're just ecstatic.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
wait to see it. Hearing all the stories over the years of both incredible fishing, and then I mean I'm as excited about the wildlife viewing as the fishing part of it. I mean,
yeah,
everything you guys have said over the years is just. It's crazy.
Oh,
I mean, if you're fishing amongst the bears and the moose and everything else, and it's not even, you know, that's not even a big deal. That's just every day.
Yeah, and for saltwater anglers like a lot of us are, it's an amazing. It's the freshwater destination.
That's cool.
I mean,
and it's a
not,
break. It's a break
yeah,
from the saltwater.
It's a
different type of fishing, different type of boat ride, if you want to call it.
Totally different
yes.
experience, yeah. And the cool thing is the different seasons up there. Like when you're going to go, everything's in the water.
That's
everything's
cool.
swimming
right.
by the lodge. Right in front of the lodge, they have a number of boats, and you'll probably spend most of your time in the boats and on the banks and fishing for sockeye and this year pink year.
Yeah, it's a pink year this year,
yeah.
So there's going to be another million fish. You know, that's a million, million, not a thousand.
Those are the numbers I can deal with.
And
yeah.
big kings. I mean, wait till you hook one of those big kings on that spinning gear. That's amazing.
Yeah, this last year, the actual Bristol Bay itself had 43 million fish in the fishery that came up. We had 3 million just sockeye come in front of our lodge.
Wow. Unreal.
Yeah. The fishing game raised the, you know, it's not too bad when you have Fish and Game come up to us and say, hey, guys, we're going to raise the limits to 10 a day instead of, you know, the 5 that we normally get because you got too many fish coming up your river.
Too many fish. Get them out of the water, right?
Oh, well, we can't wait.
And then when our trip goes, our second trip to Katmai, I'm going with Pete Jackaloni from Kustler Yachts at the end of August. All that sockeye that's going by the lodge when you're there, Ricky, in July, is up in the upper rivers. How far upriver is that, Bob?
That's about 35 miles. It's about a 40-minute to 35-minute of float plane flight up there to the Moraine Creek, which probably that's where we'll be taking.
Yeah, and I've been up there. It's loaded with bear sightings. You're basically fishing in the water with the bears, which they don't care about you because there's so much food up there.
That's cool.
They're just fishing.
The bears,
just like you.
The bears follow the sockeye and the fish. So as soon as the as soon as you see bears around the lodge, you'll know that the fish are there.
Yeah. Cool. And then what we're fishing for in those upper creeks are these giant native Alaskan rainbow trout. They're like steelhead size fish.
That's
unbelievable.
Correct. Right.
And you're basically sight fishing for these 24, 25, 30-inch rainbow trout that are feeding on the sockeye eggs as they lay up in the moraine.
Right, because of the, you know, the terrain up there, it's a lot of gravel bars. So and then the tundra. So the tundra is like a filter. So when it rains, you don't get that muddy water that comes into the into the streams and clouds it up. So the visibility is, you know, you can throw a dime in there and see it in, you know, 5 feet of water.
So Bob flies us up there on Katmai's own float plane. Actually, you land. They have a gravel runway. We land from Anchorage right on the gravel runway. That's where you take off from.
Advantages of our lodge is we do have a 5,000-foot runway. We can take something in the size of a DC-3 into our runway.
Yeah.
So it makes it really convenient for anglers. One less airport you have to go to. You come in, you land at Anchorage. You could actually leave California here, you know, take a direct flight, JetBlue out of Long Beach or L.A. into Anchorage and then be at our lodge this afternoon. So it's not as far as everybody thinks.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience, and we're looking forward to that. And what a great show.
Oh,
lot to talk about here at the Fred Hall Show live at the Hyatt Regency. Come on down.
You're not kidding. It's the biggest event in fishing of the entire year, and it's just been such a great show. And we're having a great show this morning. We want you to join us. Again, the best thing to do, just come down. There's tons of time and a very easy spot to find, just like Pete said, right at the end of the 710 freeway. It's a beautiful Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. We're right downstairs in the lobby. As soon as you come through the front doors, just look for the escalators, head on down to the Seaview Rotunda, and come join us. And if you do and you'd like to step up to the microphone, see Dave or Roger or Gary or anybody here in the studio, if you'd like to ask us a question, because, man, do we have some great prizes. Again, like Pete mentioned, everybody who steps up to the microphone and asks a question today is going to be eligible to win this brand-new Shimano Torium 20HG, a fantastic reel from Shimano, one of the best-selling reels that we've had in the booth this weekend for sure. And somebody's going to get that for free today for winning that great prize. Again, anybody that steps up to the microphone, just see Dave and let him know you'd like to ask a question. And if that was enough, man, do we have some great prizes during the show, too. During all the breaks, we're raffling off all kinds of great stuff. I see Shimano and Rapala and all kinds of goodies there. And we certainly haven't forgot about you on the phones. If you'd like to call us, have us ask a question to any of our great panel of guests here, there's two ways you can reach us on the phone. First is our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to all these great guys today, you can share some Fred Hall stories, ask some questions about the deals. We're also giving away two tickets to one lucky caller to come join us in a couple of weeks when the show goes down to Del Mar. So two tickets going to Del Mar for one of our lucky callers today.
Yeah.
So as you can hear, it's going to be a great show, lots of fun, lots of great information. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up questions. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professional. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. It's huge, with the largest assortment of quality saltwater tackle, clothing, and accessories you've ever seen at a show. The entire lineup of state-of-the-art CalStar rods will be available at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. All the new CalStar rods, as well as the tried-and-true rods, available at once-a-year show prices. Rod builders, be sure to check out the great selection of CalStar blanks we will have. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be right across from the CalStar booth, so come check us out.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or Snap INS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great products and service from Shimano, and this is the place you want to buy your Shimano stuff, right? You've been selling a ton of Shimano.
It's been the star of the show. You know, we don't normally get to see opportunities to buy Shimano's at such a great deal like this, and then with all the promotion that they're doing, free Spectra, filled up
Power Pro Max Quattro.
Filled up on your reel at the booth while you walk around. And then the deals on jigs is crazy. Buy any three lures, receive a free flat fall, whether you're getting Colt Snipers or flat falls. Seeing all the deals on Shimano, which you just never get to see normally, and having the free Spectra, it has been a crazy show. Shimano has been our star.
You buy it at you're the dealer in the show, then you take it to Shimano, they take you, care of you on all that free product there. Also, today, a real service seminar, 11 and 1 and 4 and 7, and then Sunday, tomorrow, 11, 1 and 3. They have a great CCA California raffle going on. The must place to be if you're interested in getting some new gear from Shimano right here at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick. We're live at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, California. Fred Hall, Fishing Tackle and Boat Show. This is a great day to come down to the show. Show opens at 10 a.m., but it's actually open right now. We're down at the Hyatt Regency. Come in the lobby and then go down the escalator. You'll see us in the Sea View Rotunda here, the one with all the glass around, and a great venue. And again, we want to thank the Hyatt and the Halls for putting everything together. Of course, our extraordinary engineer, Rick Cutler, RD Productions, making sure we're on the air and working. So thank you very much for Rick. And speaking of Shimano, Robbie from Shimano told me that they are sponsoring a great 8-day trip on the Shogun. April 28th to May 6th. Well, fantastic time for Aleos and big giant yellowtail and other species down there. Fantastic opportunity. $20.75 for that trip. And it's a limited load. It's going to go light. So, and they're going to provide all the Shimano gear for you to use for free on the boat. And they're going to have, Robbie told me they're going to have so much Shimano gear to give away trip that you're probably going to win something that is going to, like, almost pay for your trip.
I was going to say, what a great time, too, because they're pumping some serious dough into that Shogun right now. It's going through a major, you know, just maintenance run this year. Things were very good, and, you know, they had an opportunity to get to do a lot of stuff to the boat. I knew all new bathrooms, huge new upgrade to the kitchen facility, the upper deck. I mean, those guys, there has been crews working on that boat for a couple weeks straight. It's going to be really exciting to see how killer that boat looks when they're done with their maintenance period this year.
You bet. So if you want to go on that trip, it's a light load and incredible product giveaways. It's, again, the end of April there. Just call the Shogun office there. Of course, see them at the Fisherman's Landing long-range booth here at the show.
I know Captain
and
Renee,
sign up.
Captain Renee was in the booth all day. I'm sure he'd be answering your questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's not often to be able to get that guy off the boat. He's behind the wheel a lot of times, so a cool opportunity to get to talk to the guys at the Shogun, or from the Shogun at the Fisherman's Landing booth.
You bet. Go see him on that great opportunity. Okay, well, let's find out what our audience has here. Hannah, you're first up.
All right.
Come on up, Hannah. Hannah has a question. Hannah, of course, was in Western Outdoor News this week. Picture of Hannah. Hannah's been coming to our shows since, how old were you, Hannah, when you first started stepping up to the mic?
I wasn't even one yet.
Yeah. Well, nice to see you, Hannah.
Okay, so this is for Seth. So going to Alaska, I'll probably do one day of fishing, but my mom will be there as well. What wildlife tours or sanctuaries would you suggest to go to?
Yeah, thanks. That's a really good question. There's actually, you know, a lot to see and do in the Sitka area, aside from the fishing, although, you know, partial to the fishing myself, but there's a lot of neat stuff to see. And the Raptor Center is very popular. You can get right up close and personal with bald eagles and other raptors. The Fortress of the Bear is a little farther out the road. And they're in captivity, but they're in big, it's kind of bigger areas, you know, it's not like they're in small cages, so you can get some pretty cool photos and feed them and stuff, and so that's, you know, an easy way to, you know, see bears up close.
The Fortress of Bears are a cool one, and if there's somehow cub separated from the mother or something gets hit, hunting accident or vehicle accident or whatever, then they'll take that cub, put it in the, and like you say, captivity almost isn't fair to say. It's a huge area, and you can see them cruise around and, you know, watch them eat salmon and things like that. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah, you can get some great shots and great video of it, you know, and you know, the pictures look so wild. Yeah, that's pretty neat, and that's a good point that they're not going out and capturing wild bears to put them in a zoo. These are orphan cubs that would be not alive right now if they hadn't have taken them in, and so it's pretty neat.
You dig it, Hannah. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a great spot. All right. Well, thanks for coming down to the Hyatt this morning. Enjoy the show today. Dave, you're next up, Dave. Dave's our helper here. He's been a tremendous help in our booth here at Let's Talk Hookup and has a question for director.
Yeah, for Chuck here. We now have wolves that have migrated into California. The wolves that have come in here, they're a strain that weren't even native here in the first place. Now, I've read comments out of your office. It seems like I've a lot of positive remarks about the wolves coming back into California. How do you balance that out with ranchers and hunters that don't want to see a wolf anywhere near this state?
That's a great question. When you figure that out, call me. No, seriously. First off, you're not going to have wolves in Long Beach, so I wouldn't worry about it. It's true that...
I don't know. Some of the bars might have some.
Ba-bum-tsh. Historically, we had wolves in California. They were widely dispersed, probably not in super large numbers relative to, say, the Yellowstone ecosystem. But what's happened over time is, as wolves have recovered in Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, the pack of wolves' life cycle is to push out young males. The young males disperse. They make their next pack, they push out young males, so on. So those wolves, that life cycle has played out across the Northwest into Oregon, and now south from Oregon into Northern California. So it's true, for the first time in almost 80 years, we've got wolves back in California. We have a couple of packs in the north. You can't pick an animal that's more contentious in the Western landscape. So here are a couple of things we're doing to balance between the presence of an iconic species, which was here historically, and is now back. We basically shot and trapped them out of the state, and life on the range. We're engaged in all kinds of outreach with all the county supervisors, all the range associations, the Farm Bureau, the cattlemen's associations. We're putting on informational workshops around the clock. We're engaging the environmental community and the rural community, trying to get them together on certain things. We're making our staff available for as immediate as can be consultation when we may have an event where a wolf is preying on cattle. And there's a conversation at a policy level about what it might look to create a compensation fund, if you will, to offset some of the impact that may occur to those who are making a living on the working landscape in rural Northern California.
See? Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, great. Dave. Appreciate that. The one and only Danny Jackson is here.
Hey,
good
Danny.
Morning, Danny.
Well, good morning, Pete and Rick, and thank you for the opportunity here this morning.
You bet.
Really appreciate it. Trying to get this mic up here a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Yeah, nice to see you, buddy.
I have a question for Chuck. May I call you Chuck?
Yeah, I actually prefer Chuck. Director kind of scares me to death.
Okay, well, I'll stay away from the director. Yeah. Chuck, I met you last year at your panel discussions. We videotaped that, and just have a question. About this time last year, we were working on, at Angler Chronicles, we were working on what you were calling the ocean fishing workshops. We were working with, of course, Kerry Wilson, Jordan Smith, Mary, and others. We thought we were off to a real good start. Now, I have a question regarding our good friend, Kerry Wilson, marine biologist, journalist, public servant, ambassador for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Actually, last year, you were praising Kerry at the panel discussion, and we haven't seen her column now for months. So just have a question for you. How do I want to word this? The word on the street, Chuck, and at the show here, the word on the street, quite honestly, is that the Department of Fish and Wildlife is trying to force Kerry Wilson out. I'd like you, if you would respond to that, what has happened to our friend Kerry Wilson?
Fair question, Denny. Do you run a business?
Yes, we do, of course.
Do you have employees?
We do have.
Do you have a human resource branch? Or
we do not have a human resource branch. No, not quite that big, Chuck.
Okay. Hey, so I appreciate your asking about someone who's been in the community a long time. Any institution that has employees and employers has HR and personnel processes it must follow. We're engaged in one of those right now between an employee and employer. And I don't have a comment until that human resource and kind of personnel process plays out. That's a reasonable response, and that's my response this morning.
Okay, well, we did send you some emails and didn't hear anything back from you, so, Chuck, so that rather answers that question
that's
as well, I suppose.
We have a very well-defined state employee-employer process underway. If an employee lodges a grievance, if an employer lodges a complaint, the process works it out, and the facts will dictate what the administrative judge decides. So that's my response.
Thanks for entertaining the question, Chuck. Appreciate it.
All right, Danny. Thank you for coming down here.
All right. With that, we're going to find out what's biting in the Baja. It is time for a catch report today. The catch report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. And don't forget Fish Pros the Market. They're here at the Fred Hall Long Beach show with an incredible buy on their famous smoked wahoo. You can stop by and taste it, because I guarantee you, you'll be hooked. And it's almost, man, if you're not prepared to buy some of that smoked wahoo, do not try a sample, because there's no going back.
Well,
it is so good.
Let me tell you, some of the deals that they have here at the show are pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, today, Sean was sending me this thing. I'm bringing it up here to see what it is, but it's
I know they have smoked tuna.
They have smoked tuna. They have a deal: $13.95 a pound for smoked tuna, for $15.99 a pound for wahoo. They have a deal on a combo pack: tuna jerky's $9.95 per pound.
Oh, no way!
Are you kidding me? Tuna burgers $9.95 a pound. So go see them. Fish Pros the Market right here at the Fred Hall Show. You won't be sorry.
Yeah, it's a great booth, and the samples are so killer. It's a great
indeed.
One for sure. Hey, well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the cast man standing by. That's Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Ricky. Buenos dias, and buenos dias to everybody. Just let you know, the show's just going great. We got a lot of people stopping by. They listen to the show. Of course, they really like me, don't like you guys. But anyway, it's... It's doing well. It's doing well. And just a quick note, I'm going to – we got our Hennessey Panama trip in May that we got a really good deal on that. Stop by the booth, $14.79 for a full week of Panama and 3 full days of fishing, meals, et cetera. So anybody wants to take a quick trip to Panama in May, stop by the booth, get the information. Otherwise, I want to keep this short, Pete. The hot action right now for this winter and fishing in Mexico is – Ixtapas y Huatanejo, man, they've got a great sailfish bite going down there, averaging 4 to 5 releases per day. Also, they've located some yellowfin tuna about 15 miles off the beach. And not big fish, but plenty of them, 20 to 30 pounds. And a lot of big Jack Crevalle and Sierras along the beaches there. And those roosters, the big roosters, are starting to make an appearance. So I figure in the next week or two, they'll probably get a really good bite on roosters. But that's a report for the week. Guys are going to the show this weekend. Stop by booth 120, Cast Tours, and pick up some information, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions. And I'll see you guys at the show, Pete.
Indeed. Great. Always great to see Cass, man. He's always busy there having a time talking great travel destinations with Cass, man.
All right, Cass, we'll appreciate that. Great job on the report, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week, and we'll look forward to getting to talk to you today because he's in that Let's Talk Hookup zone of all the cool spots and trips, like you said, right on the other side of Kingfisher Charters, right next to you and right next to Rancho Leonero, kind of all the cool travel. Katmai's right in there. All the cool spots to go are kind of in that same zone there.
Indeed, for sure. Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday on the show and see you at the Fred Hall Show today. Indeed.
Right.
Thanks a lot. Hey, we're joined by, adding to our panel today, Joe Donatini from Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics. Good morning, Joe.
What's up, Joe? Good morning to you.
Bart was talking earlier about how incredible your booth is, that you have virtually every gadget and toy possible to put on a boat.
Yeah, when it comes to marine electronics, we don't really fall short on that one there. We've got the whole lineups from Simrad to all the new Simrad stuff, the Furuno, the Garmin, Raymarine. It's pretty incredible. It's probably one of our best booths we've done in a long time.
It's beautiful.
And how do you decide when you have a boat? What do you want for your boat?
I think you don't. We kind of lead you in the right direction.
Okay.
You know, by asking the right questions, doing it for, you know, 25, 30 years. It's very difficult, I think, for some people just to walk into the booth and say, that's what I want. Shows like this that inform a lot of the fishermen and fishing women, I think, help out. But, you know, one of the things we do is really qualify you and try to get you the right equipment the first time.
Yeah, indeed. Now, I have to compliment you because you guys are located physically in Santa Cruz, but you always come out to the Fred Hall shows and you support and promote in Southern California. There's really no need, other than here at the Fred Hall Show or your presence online, to have a physical store anymore for marine electronics, right?
No, it isn't. I mean, you look at, you know, how a lot of online sales are today. But, you know, what we do is our whole showroom in the store set up where we're all live. So when we sell products to people and they have them on their boat and they have an issue, they call us up. We have cordless phones. We walk over to the unit, push a few buttons, tell them to back, you know, hit the menu, go down three, and turn this on, and they're up and running. So a lot of people find that that's really valuable. So it's not like an online sale where, you know, you give them a number and they sell you a product. We do a lot more than that, and I think it really shows, and the people down here really support us for it.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You actually have a number you can call and say, your guys are such experts. It's like, how do I make this thing work? It happens in marine electronics.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. That's fantastic. So what seems to be the hot sellers this year in the Johnson Hicks Marine booth at the Fred Hall Show here?
Well, it's kind of surprising right now. Everybody seems to be going to bigger displays. The Simrad line this year seems to be the hot ticket. We're seeing more and more people come into it. They've come out with their new Evo 3, and it's really getting traction. You know, it has the new dual-channel chirp, and that was something they were lacking, and people really love their products. And once that dual-channel chirp came out, it's been really good. On the big boat stuff, Furuno's come out with some really nice side-scan stuff that with multi-beam transducers, and that's this new kind of era that we're going right now where we're taking transducers, putting multiple beams in them with stabilization, and these getting pictures of tuna at, you know, 150 feet off to your starboard side when you're traveling is pretty incredible. That's what people are getting.
Unbelievable, yeah. And I know I have the new Evo 3 from Simrad. The Evo 2 was amazing, but the Evo 3 is even more intuitive than the Evo 2 was, right?
Yeah, I think they took the same platform and just brought it to the next step. And so it's very similar to the two, but the big dual channel chirp was the big, big push for that. And just kind of polishing that operating system from the two to the three has made a big difference.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, that's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going for you. So much great information up here. And when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We're going to be checking in with catch reports, more stand-up questions, lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Terez, Stella, Twin Power, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Tranx 300 and 400 size reels. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach in the beautiful Hyatt, having a great time and just ready for the big day, big Saturday coming. And, man, if it is anything like the deals and the fun that have existed the first few days of Fred Hall, I just cannot wait to see what today's going to be like.
Oh, yeah, no, fantastic day. I have to clear my mouth of Gus's smoked salmon. Thank you, Gus, for another phenomenal batch of his amazing smoked salmon. He always takes care of our panel here. Let's go ahead and jump into those audience here. Don in Woodland Hills came down this morning. Don, you're next up on the mic there. Again, if you have a question, want to step up the mic, have a chance to win the Torium HG, just see one of the guys there, they'll fill out the card, and we'll get you up here.
Hey, Don.
Good morning, everybody. Panel, thank you for being here this morning. Bart, great show as always.
Thank you.
Went to a seminar last night, just wanted to give a plug for it. Dr. Barbara Block, tagging big bluefin tuna and great white sharks. She's going to be there tonight again at 5:30.
Oh, wow.
So if they can make it, it's really good science.
Cool.
On bluefin
she
tuna.
She is the master of the bluefin.
Yep. So, Director Bonham, Chuck, my question for you is I'll say it's pointed at the beginning. AB 2787 is in front of our legislature right now, and it has to do with banning lead weights below 1 3/4 ounces, or 1 3/4 ounces and below. Can you tell me what the DFW's position is on that potential legislation?
Let me answer first by covering a different topic. So I project that this will become like stump the director at the question, which is a little bit like last year. So in the audience, we've got Stafford Lair, raise your hand for me. I got Craig Schumann, who runs our marine work. Kevin Schaefer, who's our marine fisheries program branch manager. Got law enforcement chief Dave Best in the back. Also, over the course of the day, we got a ton of staff at the event. You'll see our relic hatchery truck for the Mount Whitney hatchery, I think, out somewhere. All of our staff are at booth 1511, I believe. We'll have game wardens across the place for interface with the public. And this is an important moment for us to just introduce ourselves and field questions across the whole event. So let me get back to your question. I can't control the California legislature. The government has three branches, judicial, executive. I'm in the executive branch, and then the legislative branch. They make laws. So the question is about a proposed bill from a legislator in the East Bay, Northern California, San Francisco area. And look, let me be real direct. Lead harms wildlife. Now, you can have a generalized harm, you can have an individual specific harm, you can have a chronic harm, or you can have an immediate toxic harm. This has been sorted out a lot on the hunting side, both here in California and nationally. You can't use lead shot, and you haven't been able to for a long time. And as of law in this state, by 2019, we will have phased out all lead for any ammunition for hunting. Okay, so what do you do now in the fishing realm? I think our department, as a scientific institution, is not going to shy from the conclusion that lead harms wildlife. About 8 other states have wrestled with this fishing tackle component and have some form of regulation or ban. A lot of that is about the Pacific loon, or the loon, which we have in California, but it's primarily moving through the flyway, and it's not stopping for long periods in the state. So we're going to take a look at this. It's possible there's more analysis that's needed, but I can't tell you what our legislative position is going to be. The process doesn't work that way, and we're at the very beginning of it. So I appreciate the question, and I know it's very much on people's minds, and we're thinking about it as well.
Director, I have a question about follow-up on that. How would lead harm something in salt water? It's a big ocean.
Yeah, I don't know, and what I'm getting ready to say is more of my own thinking. But I'd be curious how much lead's piled at the bottom of the Golden Gate, sitting under the water there after years and years of use of it. And I don't know whether that might have an impact. But I can imagine ways in which lead can hurt the environment, marine or freshwater, and the species in them.
Mm-hmm. But where does lead come from? Doesn't it come from the soil?
What's your point here, Pete?
The point is it's a naturally occurring mineral or element. And, I mean, if you're introducing it back into the environment, it doesn't seem to me to be a harmful situation, especially when you're looking at salt water.
Pete, I can't count the number of ways, both nationally and in the state, people have thought about lead, whether it's in paint, and all kinds of relationships between lead and public health and safety, lead and impacts to wildlife. I think there's a debate that's getting ready to occur. Mm-hmm. The department's approach will be to ensure that sound science is used in that debate.
Okay. Good.
That's good. And I want to put something in there, too, Chuck. You know, I'm for the ban on lead ammunition, but I'm really not for this one. So as long as we do the science on it, I'm good.
No, and I agree with you, Bart. Absolutely, for sure. Thank you, Don. Appreciate you coming down to the Hyatt Regency here, the Fred Hall Show. Before we move into the next one, I have a question for Bob that just came up from Katmai Lodge, Bob Cantor. This year, since we've been working with Katmai, just tremendously successful this year, virtually sold out for the entire summer season at Katmai. What would you attribute that to? What are the changes that made that happen at Katmai?
Well, actually, I think the advertising that we'd be doing with yourself, going to different shows back east. You know, I've been on the tour, basically. I've been to Pennsylvania, New York, you know, Sacramento. You know, the Fred Hall shows, that, like this morning, the economy has been very well. I showed up yesterday, walked out of my truck, and I saw the line that was halfway around the parking lot here, you know, around the actual event. And I was like, that's the biggest event, the most amount of people that I've ever seen at the Fred Hall show. And, you know, and I want to thank Bart for that. You know, that's a good thing. You know, when I see that kind of stuff, I was actually talking since when I walked in the door from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock and never stopped talking.
That's a good thing. You know? Well, and I'll tell you what, having visited the lodge in both situations with three different owners, when the original owner, Tony Sarp, owned it, he used to put 60, 70 people at the lodge. I mean, a lot of people. Now you're maxing out at 30,
right? Yeah, we're maxing at 30. It's a more hand. We can handle it. It's, we can get, you know, put our finger on it. If once you have 60 people and you've seen the situation, you have more staff, you have more, you know, food has to come.
Yeah.
Because everything we have there has to be flown in.
Everything has to
be. Everything flown in. So you can imagine from prime rib to toothpicks.
Yeah.
You know, it basically, the fuel alone, you know, we bring up roughly about 26,000 gallons of fuel.
Yeah. It has to come in by barge, right?
It has to come in
by
a barge, and then we barge it up the river. So it's, you know, by the time it hits our lodge, it's about $9 a gallon.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The other thing, too, is the foods.
Oh, yeah.
The accommodations. You've done a lot of renovation, the accommodations.
The kitchen's been redone. We're adding more. Yeah. We're adding another ice machine. We're adding another mixer this year. Yeah. So big, big items.
And the crazy thing is, since Robert has owned the lodge and you've been running it, the prices haven't gone up since those days. So it's still an amazing value for a remote Alaskan lodge. I frankly don't know how you do it.
We have to stay competitive.
Yeah.
You know, it's
competitive. You're better than, I mean, there's other remote lodges that are $7,000-$8,000.
It's hard. You basically, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so we try to stay in the ballpark.
Yeah. My point is that if you want to go to Katmai before they figure out their way less than everybody else, you better book a trip there for
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
You'll have to get it for next year. This year we're pretty
good. This year you're done. Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump into the phone.
You got it. We got some very
patient. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, please. Hey,
Pete, just let me say one quick thing. Those listening, those in the audience, you know, the last two questions for me might have been a little direct or, you know, they've been sensitive. Just for the record, that's part of my job. I don't have a problem. Y'all should ask whatever you want to ask me. My only rule is no hyper-personal questions.
Okay.
But showing up and dealing with folks with their questions is what we should be doing at the department, no matter how difficult the topic is. So
thank you for that. And that's something that I recognize and admire you for, Chuck, is doing this. No director ever in the history of Department of Fish and Game or Wildlife has ever done that. So good for you.
All right. We're going to jump right in. You want to jump back into the phones?
We've
got some
phones.
Very patient callers. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to jump in on the phones, there are two ways you can do that. First is our local line. That one, again, is 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090. We're going to talk to Tim, who's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Tim, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw a little shout-out. I was at the show yesterday and happened upon a boost. This kid, 17-year-old kid, pouring swim baits out of his backyard, kind of as a hobby, he said, and then it kind of grew legs, and it's called Baker Baits, and he pours little swim baits, hand pours them individually one at a time, and he fishes them for spotties and halibut in Mission Bay and Newport and River Jetty mouths. I was really impressed with his product. It's really unique, so I just wanted to... He's in booth 537, so stop by. He'll probably sell out. He said he poured like 6,000 baits, and he's only got about 1,000 left. But I was really impressed with his innovation and ingenuity, and so I just thought I'd figured kids are starting out deserve a prop. And this first year at the Fred Hall show, he paid for it by himself, and I'm sure his parents are super proud of him. It's really cool.
So, that's a rad story. Just wanted to throw it out there. That's cool.
He's actually in high school.
Yeah, big,
in high school.
Yeah.
And high school, 17. He's literally he said he went to Goodwill, bought a microwave for $15, researched it on YouTube, bought some Plastisol, pours them all by himself. He sells slugs now, and he can't keep him in the shelf. He's on Instagram, and all the kids just love him and got a big following. So I just thought it would be kind of cool to mention him on the air. Just he's really innovative, and I was really impressed. So
yeah, what a cool story. I think that's awesome.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah. Appreciate that very much.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, plus checking in with the Catch Report. Will you stand by? It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja, and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer
Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.